Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're rounding out breaking news before the bottom of this hour, but at 4:30, as we do every Wednesday, it's time for Broad Appeal. I am extremely excited about this segment because, again, if folks have been listening to this program for a while, you know that I talk about candidate quality a lot. And it has been a particular area of angst for me that Democrats have not in the past, I think, paid enough attention to the pipeline of candidates that we have. And I mean this in two ways. One, I think the pipeline has been extremely elitist in the past, meaning those only with connections or Ivy League degrees were generally given the nod. And the other basic qualification was tenure. Good party loyalists, folks that worked in their county Democratic parties or who took on lower offices and then proceeded along. That tended to be the way that the Democratic Party would select candidates. I think that is fundamentally flawed. I think experience, leadership qualities, having actually done some things and led people, and a really strong sense of public service, and frankly, the humility that comes along with those who have demonstrated a career of service is a much better way to pick candidates. And I'm going to be talking with a woman who started an organization to help Democrats do exactly that. Her name is Emily Cherniak. She's the founder and executive director of New Politics. I highly recommend you stick around for our conversation. And at the top of the hour, at 5 o'clock, I'm going to be joined by former Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate and former Republican Representative Scott Klug, both of the Democracy Defense Project. We're going to be talking about this moment in our country's history. Let's return to the breaking news. By the way, it is now the bottom of the first inning. No outs. The Brewers and the Cubs are tied 1-1, so the action's starting early here in the NLDS Game 3 series. Best of five, folks. I've been talking about the fact that Mike Johnson refuses to swear in the newest elected Democratic House member, Adelita Grijalva of Arizona. He was called out on this yesterday because the last time the House was in a pro forma session, which it's like a less than their typical session, they're just doing some ceremonial business, Mike Johnson was happy to swear in two Republican congressmen. But when Democratic Representative Jim McGovern attempted to be acknowledged and recognized by Mr. Johnson yesterday during the pro forma session to get newly elected Representative Grijalva sworn in, Mike Johnson refused to recognize Representative McGovern, and a member of the press corps asked him about this. Look at Mike Johnson lie his butt off yet again. Take a listen.
There was a moment earlier this year, you swore in two Republican members during the pro forma session. So why not swear in Adelita Grijalva, who was elected 2 weeks ago during a pro forma session? Does it have to do with her 218 signature on the discharge petition, the Epstein discharge?
No, it has nothing to do with that at all. We will swear her in when everybody gets back. It's a ceremonial duty. We'll schedule it, I guess, as soon as she wants. It has nothing to do with it. We're in pro forma session because there is nothing for the House to do. The House has done its job. People say, why don't you do more? Let's do more. Now you should do something. We already did something. It was passing a clean CR.
Except swear her in, blah, 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 blah. Mike Johnson is a liar. He has been lying on national news about what Democrats are asking for in order to pass a continuing resolution. He lied there when he refused to acknowledge the fact that he's giving preferential treatment to representatives-elect if they happen to be Republican. And let's be very clear here. Representative Grijalva will be the 218th vote on a discharge petition to compel the release of the Epstein files. That is why Mike Johnson will not swear her in. I wonder how long he can hold this out for. I mean, you're going to have to swear her in, so why are you messing around with this? It's just ridiculous. Also, if you missed it, the Senate yesterday confirmed a block of Donald Trump's appointees. They moved to suspend the rules to get rid of the filibuster, okay? And then the Senate Republicans were able to confirm a huge, enormous block of nominees. And I call it the fealty of the feckless fabulists. That's who they confirmed to these positions, including the guy, remember Sharpie Gate, where Donald Trump's like, see, here's where the hurricane is going. And there was this Sharpie marker that like expanded the area of the hurricane. Yeah, that guy got confirmed into a slot, as did a new gentleman to become, I think, Undersecretary of the Navy. His name is Hung Chow. And this guy has said some wackadoodle stuff. He formerly ran a campaign in Virginia and lost. And he was really concerned about Wiccans or witches. Take a listen to this crackpot.
There's a place in Monterey, California called Lover's Point.
Yeah.
The original name was Lovers of Christ Point, but now it's become, they took out the Christ, it's Lovers Point, and it's really, Monterey is a very dark place now.
Yeah.
A lot of witchcraft and the Wiccan community has really taken over there. And we can't let that happen in Virginia. Virginia is, I mean, especially down in Roanoke, they're God-loving people.
Right.
Richmond, too, and Virginia Beach, and we just need to mobilize Christians across the nation.
We're worried about witches, dude? Is it Salem in the 1800s? What is even... This guy is now the Undersecretary of the Navy. The fealty of the feckless fabulous, that is Donald Trump's appointee quality. Wow. Can't make this stuff up. Folks, when we come back, we'll be talking again to Emily Cherniak, founder and executive director of New Politics. So don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.